What's it going to be then, huh? There is me. That is Alex. And my three droogs. That is Pete, Georgie and Dim. Dim being really dim. And we sat in the Corova milk bar, making up our rasadox what to do with the evening. A flip dark chill winter bastard, though dry. The Corova milk bar was a milk plus misto, and you may, oh my brothers, have forgotten what these mistos were like. Things changing so scurry these days, and everybody very quick to forget. Newspapers not being read much neither. Well, what they sold there was milk, plus something else. They had no license for selling liquor, but there was no law yet against prodding some of the new vestures which they used to put in the old Molico, so you could peat it with Velocet or Sintamesque or Drenchrom, or one or two of the other vestures which would give you a nice quiet horror show 15 minutes, admiring Bog and all his holy angels and saints in your left shoe with lights bursting all over your mosque. My brother and I discovered a guppy fish in a rock pool somewhere. We set about trying to kill it. First we flung shingle into the pool, but the fish was fast. Then we tried large rocks and boulders, but the fish would hide in the corners beneath small crevices or dart away. We were human boys and the fish was just a fish. So we devised a way to kill it. We filled the pool with stones, blocking and damming the guppy into a smaller and smaller area. Soon it circled, slowly and sadly, in the tiny prison pool, and we selected a perfectly sized stone. My brother slammed it down over her arm and it popped and splashed, rock on rock in water, and delightedly we lifted it out. Sure enough, the fish was dead. All the fun was sucked across the wide, empty beach. I felt sick. My brother swore. He suggested flinging the lifeless guppy into the sea, but I couldn't bring myself to touch it. So he sprinted back across the beach, and Dad didn't look up from his book, but said, "You've done something bad, I can tell.